Welcome to On the Verge. I am your host, Kara Bradley, bringing you weekly blasts of no hype advice, essential grounding practices and strategies to wake up, show up, and shine. Welcome, my friend. Thank you for joining me. I come to you today, if you are in the middle of March, well, we are in this together. I am coming to you on March 21st. This is certainly unprecedented times. I have been, wow, I don't even know what to say. I think for one of the first times in my life, I am at a loss for words. We are in extraordinary times, and in extraordinary times, extraordinary people do amazing things. And I am feeling so called to just to offer that understanding that we have the opportunity right now in the middle of turbulence, in the middle of uncertainty, to rise, to awaken our potential individually, collectively, to innovate, to join together, to collaborate. Oh my gosh. I'm an optimist at heart, and I think it's what drives me to come to this mic every week, is just to inspire you to believe in yourself, to trust in your intelligence, to trust that behind all of the thinking, all of the ruminating, the analyzing, and the stressing that we all do, there are answers to our problems. There are answers to our questions. So today, I want to talk to you about uncertainty. I've been sitting with this in my own practices. I've actually been jumping on live, Facebook Live, every day at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time for about 20 minutes for a talk and a practice. So join me there at Kara Bradley Teacher if you want to find me live, or you can watch the recordings. But this morning I jumped on and I talked about learning to let go of needing to know. If I've learned anything from all the deep study I've done in meditation, in Buddhist study, in yogic study, it's the understanding that when we struggle when we try to hold on to the known, when we have this need to predict, to plan, when we have this kind of this addiction to certainty. And we all know at the end of the day, we have no idea what's going to happen next. We never did, and we never will. And so what the sages and the masters have been teaching us, have been reminding us to do, is to let go of the need to know what's going to happen. One of my favorite teachers of all times is Pema Chodron. She was the first female Buddhist meditation teacher in the U.S., in the Western world. I guess there was some, you know, ordained Buddhist nun in the Western world. That may be what it is. Anyway, she's got so much to say about uncertainty, and she says it in such beautiful, simple, accessible terminology. So many of her quotes have inspired me, and I'm going to throw a bunch of them in the show notes. She says, one of the things she says is, the central question of a warrior's training is not how we avoid uncertainty and fear, but how we relate to discomfort. So the discomfort arises so often when we are trying to know what's going to happen next, when we try to predict an outcome, how someone's going to act or react to something that we say, what's going to happen tomorrow in the news. And in our case right now, if you're listening to this, you know, in 2020, especially the first half of 2020, it's our need to know what's going to happen in this pandemic of the coronavirus. I've been trying to walk lightly with certainty and trying to recognize when I am getting addicted to the news. You know, when you find yourself just jumping on constantly, what's happening now? What's happening now? What is CNN saying? What is, you know, what is the president saying? What are others saying? That is an addiction to needing to know. Yes, of course, we need to stay informed, no doubt, but we want to watch our addiction to knowing, to needing to know, because that in itself causes us to suffer. It causes us to stress. So letting go of the need to know allows us the opportunity to sit in the unknown, which is reality, by the way. When we are present, we are at ease, or at least in the acceptance that we have no idea what's going to happen in the next moment. So let's just work with that for a few minutes. How do we open ourselves up enough to be able to sit in the center of uncertainty, to be able to relax in this breath, to be able to pause for a moment to be present without having to reach forward? The greatest peace that we will experience happens when we do this, when we allow ourselves to be present in the moment without reaching and grasping for some known, for something known. When we can pause right here and listen to the song of a bird, to watch the wind in the trees, to listen to your own breath, to feel your own pulse. When we pause in the moment without needing to make anything happen for sure, we allow ourselves the greatest gift, and that is to be able to sit with possibility. To be able to sit with what is emerging right now. There are pulses and impulses and sensations and insight that arise moment to moment. So often, we speed by them. So often, we are so far ahead of the moment that we're living in that we don't recognize our own brilliance. The intelligence that streams through us 24/7. So by letting go of our need to know anything, it opens us up to the possibility of knowing everything, of really discerning and hearing and sensing into what is emerging fresh in this moment. These are extraordinary times, my friend, and we can do extraordinary things. You can do extraordinary things through creating and connecting and collaborating, by opening your heart, by allowing insight and wisdom to move through you to connect with someone else that might need to hear those exact words in that very moment. This is how brilliant we are. And so we are being called to practice. We are being called to find higher ground, to put our lives in order, our relationships in order, to get ourselves set up and secure for the long haul, but then to also step into this place of uncertainty so that we can pull out from within our greatest contribution in this moment, at this time. And that great contribution doesn't need to be public. It could be within your own family circle, within your own neighborhood. Our greatest contribution in our lifetime may be what we do in the next moment or two. And so by speeding through life, by reaching forward and always needing to know what's happening out there, because you need to be certain, is almost cutting off your own intelligence. So what I offer you today as I close this out, what's streaming through me without plan, without any outline, honestly. What's streaming through me is an offering to you to walk present in the moment without needing to know, letting go of your need to be sure, allowing yourself to bask in the space of uncertainty throughout the day. Not saying it has to happen 24/7, because it's not. It doesn't for me, for sure. But to open yourself up to the possibility that you have something magnificent to contribute to humanity right now. And the way to access that is to allow yourself to sit in uncertain times, in the uncertainty. And so I offer you these final words from one of my first meditation teachers, Beryl Bender Birch. She would often say, or as a reminder to think, step, step, don't know. Step, step, don't know. Over and over throughout the day, as a reminder to not know, to be okay not knowing. Step, step, don't know. When we can live in the space of uncertainty, we awaken our potential. We awaken our capacity to serve, to innovate and create, to connect and be compassionate. And boy, oh boy, do we all need that right now. Thank you for joining me today. Please join me on Facebook Live daily, 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time, at Kara Bradley Teacher. I'd love to see you there. And also, please just message me. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know where you are. You can find me on Facebook or Instagram. You can reach out, Kara@KaraBradley.net. I'd love to engage. Be well, be safe, and I look forward to hanging with you next time. Thank you.